lot of other outcomes that are going to take place that have already taken place because of FASB 133 that really, quite honestly, don't make a lot of economic sense. Another example is we've seen a lot of clients that in the past have done interest rate swaps where they have an embedded option, either a swaption or an index amortizing type feature in the swap, where they're net short the option. That particular structure was something that was used by bank portfolios a lot, four or five years ago. Today, that trade has totally disappeared from the marketplace as far as bank portfolios go, because under FASB 133, they would have to mark that to market, whereas pre-FASB 133, they could get accrual accounting treatment for that type of instrument. So what banks have done to replace that strategy, okay, is to do that in the cash market. For instance, we've seen a lot of increased activity from the home loan bank system, where regional banks are going to the home loan bank system and doing what are called structured advances, where they will borrow money and post collateral to the home loan bank for a period of, say, 3 to 5 years. And there's an embedded option in there where they can either take that financing for 2 years and extend it for 5 years, or take a financing for 5 years and cancel it in 2 years, depending on which way you look at it. They're basically the same thing. And we've seen, a tremendous increase in activity from the home loan banks with that transaction. And that's, you can do the identical transaction in the derivatives market, but if you do that in the derivatives market, you have to mark it to market. If you do it in a cash market, you don't. And, that particular transaction, by using the Federal Home Loan Bank System's quote-unquote balance sheet, I can show you, I can show you some studies that will show that it's costing the banks 5 to 10 basis points per annum by having to do that versus doing it in the derivatives market. So that's clearly another example where, it's costing regional banks, real money because of FASB 133. Not only is it going to cost money, initially, in terms of putting the systems in place and hiring the accountants and training various people around the institution, but it's going to cost money on an ongoing basis because it's a much more inefficient way of, or it's forcing people to do things, on a much more inefficient basis than they did before.